And the mundane comfort that we strive for is the decaying of our spiritual blossoming. And we are either enthusiast or depressed over a future hope that is anyway in the hands of society. And the only way to cope with the technically driven flexibility is to ourselves be flexible and only keep immaterial points of reference. And we'll soon realize that each natural imperfection is absolutely perfect once beheld from a more general and specific context. And now the very formation and consequently conservation of the social groups is the very cause of all human distress. And as we adopt machines to create for ourselves, soon this creation will no longer be for us, but for these very machines. Are we to dedicate our lifetime to secure the physical necessities of our social retirement or the spiritual ones of our death? Time flies, and yet we hesitate all our actions in accordance with the social dictation. And the inescapable social procedure confirming our social membership are the one preventing us to fully embark our destiny. And we require an impact with a fearful mission to elevate our spirit from the everyday grayishness. And what is a landscape without mountain or sea? And what is man without the ambition of reaching a point for observation? And is it the meaning of our existence to consolidate the social progress, or is it to contemplate the reason of being? And to constantly cultivate ourselves is to constantly cultivate and nourish our hope without the social assistance. And once we are called out to fulfill our social duty, our virgin love with nature is raped and can no longer be reestablished. And society assigns us with a place that do not naturally belong to us, and we are obliged to be restlessness either in our sedentarism or in our nomadism. And we keep living arrogant of a knowledge that is only partially experienced and mostly mediated. And with the personal benefits granted by society, we keep executing our social duty without any concern of the general ethic. And realizing the impossibility of leaving any traces in the social surrounding, the manifestation of our individuality ceases. And in our irrational embracement of an extreme approach, we are soon to begin the realization of its opposite effect. And deprived of our naturality, we despaired and fully adhered to artificiality as the only means to survive. And the fortification of the higher ranks of society inevitably relies on the exploitation of the lower ranks. And it is not a question of production, but is a question of pursuing a challenge to the most possible. And what are we to stay for in a place where all our labor has apparently no meaning and no consequence? And our initial freedom is trapped by a society that requires our constant engagement to make us temporarily free. And we shall make it back from our journey and keep it static in order to guarantee the social security to come, and the very vanity of the masses becomes the ultimate tool to enrich the vanity of the few. And the oppression that nature and our society applies to our individual soul can only be released with meticulous labor. And we are to practically enjoy any natural circumstances until their social legislation starts applying also to us. And as our allowance of expensive freedom will be diminished, we'll have to learn to take pleasure to our natural self once again. And in our civilized liberalism, we no longer enjoy any variety, but keep it all in the same shallow circumstance. And we are all to establish all these infrastructures around us when all we need is a survival ratio that is anyway guaranteed by the machine. And back in the world is our game. Back in the world our voice will be heard, oppressed, and amplified again. And in our media congestion, the only true, surprising marvel is a total blackout. Either the violent fight to secure our social position, or the softer yet continuous struggle to survive in nature. And as the possibilities augment, shall we take more preventions, or let us faithfully flow with them? And much is the purity on display by the civilized societies, but little is the actual one dispensed. Dangerous yet irresistible are our attractions to beauty that are likely to result artificial. And the technically controlled environment surrounding us can be either too vivid or too dead, seldomly balanced. Walls, fences, and any other prohibition preserving the interest of the few will always be made to be crossed. And we are all struggling to expand our properties, which, due to their artificial nature, will never shrink. The inevitable sadness surrounding the execution of human rationalism carried by immediate technologies. Surviving the blinding moments of our existence while acknowledging the drastic changes that technology may cause. And we may keep increasing the potential of our work, but in the end, it's always a matter to actually concentrate and do it. And the potential for those spontaneous manifestations diverging from the social plan are truncated from the very beginning. And in our human conception, natural and artificial got really distinctive, and there are no longer any fades between one another. And we cannot only consider the value of a work based on its outcome, but need also to consider the authenticity of its process, a level of concentration that is increasingly hard to reach due to the psychological intrusiveness that mediates us. Even if we succeed to escape to a natural environment, we'll find it even more unnatural, as it's never allowed to come to maturation. And for the sake of completeness, we shall now attempt to switch among the various practices that society has isolated among one another, adventuring ourselves to explore places that only our existential goals can bring us to. And although our artificial willing further isolates us from the natural resources, the latter are never too far to discover. And what is a road when it doesn't come to anything but what we had expected from the very beginning? And everything and nothing excluded goes back to nature as quickly as it was taken from it, daring to test a road to the very end, yet knowing that others may have suddenly disrupted it. Now the soberness of a landscape may suddenly reverse to silliness with the minimal insertion of a naive ephemerality. And those that accompany our natural journey are adorable, while those related to our social captivity are despisable. And flattering is a disinhibition of our authenticity, and as such should be recognized and avoided. And the environment we relate to is a direct projection of who we become, unless we extensively change it. And the objective investigation will come to the same conclusion as the subjective one, yet after much more clumsiness and expenses. And it's inevitable that from one thing other things are born, unless we strongly prevent it by going against nature.